This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series Illuminated, where we look at the ayat of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the concept of a nur, light and illumination. Today we're going to be looking at Surah number 42, Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 52. In this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receiving revelation. And we're going to see the interesting concept. We've visited this idea, this concept previously, where this light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this iman, this guidance from Allah, is a combination of the Qur'an, but also the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. That, and similarly, we have revealed to you a spirit, a soul from our command, by our command. And so the verbiage here is very interesting, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, is saying that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have revealed to you, we have sent to you ruhan, something that brings life, right? The soul of the person is called ruh. So the way that it's being used here is the Mufassirun explained that this is referring to something that brings life. And there's many different opinions on what this could be referring to and how this can be understood and interpreted. Ad-Dahhak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, huwal Qur'an. And Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, سَمَّاهُ رُوحًا لِأَنَّ فِيهِ حَيَاتًا مِنْ مَوْتِ الْجَهْلِ. That this refers to the Qur'an, that we gave you the Qur'an. And the Qur'an is something that brings life, spiritual life, because it removes the death that is darkness, the lifelessness that is ignorance. The darkness and the ignorance that is represented by a lifelessness, that the Qur'an remedies that. The Qur'an enlightens, the Qur'an awakens, the Qur'an inspires, the Qur'an motivates. And so Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ that we sent to you this source of spiritual life. And then Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ. That you did not know the book previously. Now there's a lot of deeper conversation here, philosophically, about the Prophet ﷺ and in general prophets before they receive revelation. Imam al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala goes into a lot of detail. We're not going to go into all of that. We're not going to go into, as I always say, we're not going to go into the weeds. But nonetheless, what Allah is saying is that you did not have the Qur'an. You did not have this knowledge of revelation. Nor walal iman. Nor did you know exactly how to call people to faith. How to invite people to the faith. And how to revive faith within the people. And so, but rather, what happened? وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. But rather, we gave you that light. نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And we guide whomsoever we will from amongst our servants, from amongst our slaves, we guide using that light, using that Qur'an, whomsoever we will amongst our slaves and our servants. And something very interesting that Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, shares here about this particular concept, that Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he used to say, Ya Ahlul Qur'an, ماذا زرع القرآن في قلوبكم? Say, O people of the Qur'an, what has the Qur'an planted within your hearts, grown within your hearts? Because he would say, فَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيعُ الْقُلُوبِ كَمَا أَنَّ الْغَيْثَ رَبِيعُ الْأَرْضِ. That the Qur'an is the life of the hearts, just like the springtime is the life of the earth. That when the springtime occurs, you see the earth coming back to life. Similarly, the Qur'an, and engaging with the Qur'an, spending time with the Qur'an, reading the Qur'an, understanding the Qur'an, reflecting on the Qur'an, living the Qur'an, this is what brings life to the hearts. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, the first part of it, focuses on exactly what a gift, what a blessing, how necessary, how a source of light and a source of life the Qur'an is. But in the last part of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِنَّكَ and you, O beloved messenger, لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that you guide to the straight path. That you are guiding humanity and anyone who will listen to the straight path. And this is a reminder at the end of the ayah that, as we've mentioned multiple times, the Qur'an is this blessing and this source of guidance and light and life and faith. But the Qur'an itself, by itself, is not enough to be able to find the way to actually living the Qur'an practically, to walk that straight path. Because for that to happen, we need the example of the Prophet ﷺ leading us. If the Qur'an is inspiring us, if the Qur'an is enlightening us, if the Qur'an is reviving us, the Prophet ﷺ is the one leading us. And this is the combination that results in the faith and the practice of faith that we are so desperately in need of. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes and affirms here within this particular ayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to be able to commit to the Qur'an and revive our relationship with the Qur'an in this month so that the Qur'an may revive our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to find our way to the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that it can lead us to the straight path, lead us to Allah, and lead us to salvation. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. So inshallah, as we conclude and we resume the Taraweeh prayers, just wanted to remind everyone, that alhamdulillah, we are embarking upon the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And so alhamdulillah, the team here is hard at work in continuing to provide benefit and programs and opportunities for spiritual growth during the blessed month of Ramadan, and particularly during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So starting from tomorrow night, inshallah, we're going to have a nightly program here for the last 10 nights. That program will consist primarily of two components. Starting at midnight, inshallah, we're going to have reflections. The theme of the reflections will be forgiven, where we will go over stories of forgiveness and examples of forgiveness to inspire us to seek that forgiveness from Allah. Ustad Abdurrahman Murphy and myself, inshallah, will be hosting that session and that program here every night. And then that will be followed by some Qiyam prayers, inshallah, led by some of our students from the seminary. So we ask everyone to, inshallah, join us. And I know that it's a late night program, but, you know, already these 20 days passed, it seems, before we even got a hold of it, we got a grasp of it. So these last 10 nights will continue to go by, whether or not we take advantage of the opportunity. So inshallah, please come through, join us, spend the night here with us, inshallah. We'll have reflections, we'll have discussions, we'll answer questions, and we'll also pray together, have dua together, inshallah, and we'll, you know, have some snacks and refreshments and things like that. So for those who are here in person, inshallah, you're more than welcome to join us here. And for everybody watching online, inshallah, the nightly reflection series will also be streamed online, so you can keep up with that as well, inshallah. Yes. Yes. So good question about Salat al-Eid. We just had a pretty extensive meeting today. So we are going to be having Salat al-Eid, and we'll announce that, inshallah, upcoming as we get some of the more finer details nailed down, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.